Offside. Malo daljša siesta. V ponedeljek okoli 11.30 po srednjeevropskem času je Pirenejski polotok ostal odrezan od preostalega sveta. V Španiji in na Portugalskem je namreč iz še danes neznanega razloga prišlo do izpada elektrike po celotni državi. Prav tako je elektrike zmanjkalo na jugu Francije. Vir izpada je po poročanju portugalskega elektroenergetskega omrežja REN ter trditvah portugalskega predsednika vlade Luisa Montenegra v Španiji. Elektrika se je v državi vrnila šele naslednje jutro. Kako je potekal izpad v španskem delu Baskije, pojasni Javi, ki trenutno živi v Bilbao.
It's around 12:30 on Monday and suddenly every screen in my workplace went down and the air conditioning and everybody went like, oh, we thought it was something local. Immediately the IT people jumped to take care of the servers and etc. And in the 20 minutes we had until the telecommunications went off, we could have internet and see that what was going on was much larger than local. First, I noticed through some WhatsApp groups that other areas in the city where I live, which is Bilbao, were also affected. And then immediately I went to family group chats where my family spread it all across Spain and it was general. So, and then we heard that it was also Portugal and places in the south of France. So by then, I would say within 5-10 minutes of the blackout, I knew that it was gonna be a thing of several hours.
Ena prvih teorij, zakaj je prišlo do izpada elektrike, ki jo je začel širiti ravno REN, je bilo ekstremno temperaturno nihanje v notranjosti Španije, kar naj bi povzročilo abnormalna nihanja na visoko napetostnih vodih. Druga teorija je, da naj bi bil izpad električne energije posledica kibernetskega napada. Teorijo je ovrgel predsednik Evropskega sveta Antonio Costa. Zadnja od teorije krivdo pripisovala obnovljivim verom energije, saj naj bi ti ustvarili tako veliko nihanje v proizvodnji električne energije, da je prišlo do kolapsa omrežja. Zaradi teh neutemeljenih teorij je španski predsednik Pedro Sanchez zvečer pojasnil, da je vzrok v močnem tehničnem nihanju v evropskem elektroenergetskem sistemu, a da ni zanesljivih informacij, kaj je to nihanje povzročilo. Podobne težave s komunikacijo so imeli tudi na Portugalskem. Odziv portugalskih oblasti pojasni Patricia Kalka, politologinja iz Lizbone.
First of all, everybody was caught on total surprise. I believe that also the government, the declaration that they gave later after the communication was established, was that they were surprised that they were dealing, addressing the issue and trying to understand the causes. They informed the population. So the energy was basically cut all along the country around 11 or 11:30. And for a long time, some networks still had internet connection. But some stayed without internet connection basically immediately. So although you could make some communications, lots of people were not contactable at all. And so that meant that basically the televisions, also we could not reach the television. And so most of the people were listening to the news via radio, either the ones in the cars or the ones in like these old radio machines with the batteries. I for instance still managed to see some news in the internet, but the information was scarce and we didn't know exactly how long it would take. The impression that I have, I mean, is that they were waiting to see if the technical solution would come. already once we had energy a bit after dinner time, and of course in the entire country was not at the same time, then they gave some declarations, but it seemed like they were just waiting and see. And what we realized, like most of people, it was not a big confusion because it was not that long, with lots of hours but not days.
Izpad električne energije je posebej prizadel večja mesta, kjer je več gostinskih obratov, tovarn in drugih vozlišč. Ohromljen je bil javni potniški promet, prav tako niso delovali bankomati, telefonska omrežja, semaforji, povrh vsega pa so zaradi izpada elektrike odpovedali tudi tekme na teniškem turnirju Madrid Open. Situacijo v Lizboni opiše Kalka.
But for instance, in Lisbon, the traffic was very messy because suddenly there was an influx of people going out of the city. And so the police tried to accommodate this, but it was very messy. Also because the lights in the traffic lights, just the ones that are solar energy, were working. So the majority were not working. And in big cities, this is a bigger problem. There was an influx of people going to the supermarkets to buy water and issues that are good for a longer time, but that I'm aware there was not a big problem.
V Baskiji so električno energijo zaradi bližine Francije dobili pred ostalimi deli Španije. Kako je teh nekaj ur potekalo življenje brez elektrike, pove Javi.
I managed well without electricity. Because supply was restored around 5 p.m. here in the Basque Country because of the supply that was coming from France. But other areas in Spain didn't have electricity until 8:30 the morning after. So in my case, I just went home, waited for the supply to be back. It wasn't really a big deal. We stopped working. As for the restaurants and the cafes and the bars, well, people actually took on the bars immediately and they were serving the food that was in the fridges before it would go bad, or the ice creams before they would melt.
Sogovorec nadaljuje, da so na njegovem delovnem mestu delo prekinili. Ponekod, kjer so imeli generatorje, pa so delo nadaljevali po ustaljenem urniku.
The response from employers, well, it depends who you ask, but in my case, we were sent home within 40 minutes of the blackout. So I was quite lucky to catch a bus back home that was full, and I could make it to my apartment in 50 minutes instead of half an hour. Because the roads were a total collapse, there were no traffic lights. I know of other people that continued working because their workplaces had generators, so it didn't really affect them. And in universities, some teachers, or most of the teachers, canceled the class.
Medtem ko so v Španiji v nekaterih delih države po hitrem postopku obnavljali električno energijo, je na Portugalskem, ki je bila od držav z delujočim električnim omrežjem popolnoma izolirana, vladalo nekoliko več zmede. Kalka zato krivi slabo komunikacijo med oblastmi in prebivalci.
The question now is more the communication of the state. Of the government that was not very decisive, in my opinion, and was also not very clear. And also to look at scenarios, this is going to happen again. Are we prepared not only in the basic infrastructures, but also geostrategic issues, because we don't know exactly what this means. How, in general, the infrastructures can be reduced, because, I mean, we had the pandemic not that long time ago, and so we by now should be, I would say, better prepared to deal with the emergency situation.
Prav tako je Portugalska z električno energijo oskrbela in s tem zavarovala samo strateško pomembne lokacije in infrastrukturo. Če bi bil izpad elektrike povezan z agresijo, bi bili civilisti nezavarovani.
In strategic terms, but also if you want to put it more extremely, in survival mode, we were a really long time without energy. Of course, like I said, it seems like the main infrastructures were covered, but the population was not, right? So it was a long time.
A k sreči se je elektrika brez večjih pretresov na celoten polotok vrnila že naslednji dan. Javi pravi, da je imel kratkotrajni spad na večino ljudi precej blagodejen učinek, a da bi bila situacija najbrž drugačna, če elektrike ne bi bilo teden ali več dni.
One thing I would really like to point out about this situation is the response of the people. People immediately looked out for each other, started socializing, talking to strangers on the streets or in the bars or playing games or giving electricity through generators for free or putting radios, analogic radios on loudspeakers so people would be informed of what was happening. And this really shocked me because we are constantly bombarded with apocalyptic scenarios and how people would become violent and egoistic towards each other, and it was the total opposite.
V duhu 1. maja tako lahko rečemo, ne samo pravica do odklopa, zahtevamo popoln odklop. Offside je pripravil Tilen. Off. 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 Side.